Never had Blade felt so protective of another being. He was a Pantera, and that made him a natural defender. But this female, and the life growing inside of her, well, they brought out something close to feral in his heart. And in his cat. After they'd shared a quick meal of soup and bread, Blade had shown Valley to the room where she'd be staying. For how long, he didn't know. He did know the hope he had in his heart, of course, but he would never force the issue. He'd been caged for too long. He'd never do that to another. But he wanted her to be as comfortable as possible. He wanted her to see it as a home. He'd given her the room on the other side of the cottage. It was fresh and clean, with pale yellow bed covers, white curtains, and a soft oval rug on the floor. It also faced the gardens and a heavy stand of cypress. She'd smiled when she saw it, and she'd settled in. He'd almost told her that she could have it redone any way she wanted. But he'd held his tongue. Blade poured two glasses of sweet tea and headed for the front door. At the screen, he paused. Valley was sitting in one of the chairs on the porch. In the light of the coming sunset, her sable hair glowed as it fell about her bare shoulders. She was the most beautiful female he'd ever known, and all he wanted to do was sit beside her and take her hand in his. It was so strange, this feeling. He'd never known it or wanted it. He liked to travel, get away, not be tied down. And yet, here he was dreaming about porches and holding hands. A sound rent the calm bayou air, ripping him from his fantasy, like feet pounding earth. No, not feet. Those were the heavy pads of a puma on a mission. Blade pushed the screen door open and stepped out onto the porch, just as Valley pointed toward the feline weaving through the cypress at a quick pace. She stood up, and the pale yellow cat with crystal blue eyes headed straight for them. What did she want? Setting the tea down on a nearby table, Blade stepped to the edge of the porch, directly in front of Valley. He didn't want anyone around tonight, especially a former colleague. He wanted Valley all to himself. In seconds, the cat transformed into the female he knew well, or had known. But that was a long time ago.
Good to see you back, Blade.
He gave her a nod.
Good to be back.
He glanced over his shoulder. Valley looked stunned. She'd clearly never seen a shift, and the surprise at both the act and the fact that Pantera are fully clothed when they do had her eyes bulging.
Valley, this is Faith, a fellow suit.
Right, Faith drawled. Just a fellow suit. Blade did not have the time or the energy to deal with this female's age-old and very one-sided crush.
What do you want, Faith?